W Mobile.
Ted, KA3JCA.
Afternoon, Richard.
Well, I just got off the phone about an hour and a half, helping a gentleman in Florida set up his high spot that was, he travels, so he had set for almost a year, and he had an old version of the operating system, and he was acting up with Brandmeister, and I've actually been listening to the net all day today, and several people are having that issue that where they have to update their PiStar platform and make sure they have the current dashboard of August 19th, get all the new information that changed.
Sounds like you've had a busy day. Did you get to take your nap?
I did. I got to lay down and take a little bit of a nap, not much. My nurse came and took care of some stuff, and then Sally went back to work. We had lunch. At least we got to eat lunch together. That's one nice thing about working at home. Her and I could go eat lunch together now every day. So we get up in the morning, we have breakfast together, and then we have lunch together. And like tonight, we won't have dinner because she's going to her mom's house when she gets done. So tonight, I'm going to probably have some sausage and peppers and onions.
And throw a little bit of diced potatoes in there with it.
I would love to, but for some reason, if I eat potatoes or rice or pasta, my insulin is, my blood sugar is so sensitive that it shoots and skyrockets. So even like a quarter cup puts my numbers way out of reach. So I have to be very careful. Got to eat certain starches.
You're there. I just have to watch it really close because it can set it off. I know if I eat breakfast, if I sit down and eat a big breakfast when I first get up, man, by a couple hours I'll be looking for something to eat, and I need to have something right now.
I have an insulin resistant, so they had to change my insulin. Okay, the stuff that I have now is like five times the strength of normal insulin.
That's hard to come by and make cheap.
The endocrinologist was pretty good. He actually sat down and we figured out, he did the calculations, and he got me pretty close for seeing me the first time. So I still have to watch. I have to adjust it just slightly. But here lately, I've been eating just a lot. I mean, lots and lots of vegetables and just protein. And I eat very little starch. So I had to adjust a little bit downward. If not, it'll go down below 68.
I figured out, you know, what sets it off and what to do for it. I used to work with a guy, and he was on an insulin pump. And then, man, if he'd see a donut, he'd hit the pump a couple of times, and then he'd eat him a couple of donuts. And it's like, man, he'd just playing with fire right there.
Say that again. So, yeah, they got to where they, you know, let me make my own adjustments because they know how serious I am about it. So, but I can't complain. My A1C went from 11 back in March down to 7.6 in 5 months.
Sounds like you got it figured out.
What time does Patrick get on here? What time's he head home?
On his day, he's usually on and off all day long because he, you know, goes from customer to customer. And, you know, it just depends on how long he's staying or how long it is in between. If he's got a little bit of a drive, he'll throw his call out. But if it's really close, he won't throw his call out. But if you throw yours out, if he's got a minute, he will answer. But he should be about wrapping up for today and headed to the house.
Just a second, just to see if he felt his ears burning there. But, yeah, I did that earlier. I threw my call out there, and he was out there for a little bit. He answered, and he went back. So, talked to Chandler today. He was playing with his radio and talking on a couple of different talk groups, and it showed him a few other tricks to do and so forth like that. We still haven't done his code plug for his radio yet. We're trying to figure out a time to get him to come over and so forth with his work schedule and so forth. He was on days, and he went to nights, and then he says they told him that he's not on nights tonight, and I guess he's going back to day work tomorrow, so he's we're going to find out if he's off Labor Day and see if we can do something then.
I'll probably come over. I'll give you a shout and get hooked up with you maybe Saturday morning. And then I don't want to cut into your and Sally's time, but when she leaves and go to her mom, I might come over and get you to help me out a little bit to show me some things about it.
Okay. Do you have a laptop? Well, I have an extra LAN cable here, so if you have a laptop, can you want to bring it, and so forth like that. You don't have to bring your hotspot or anything like that unless you want to, but we haven't walked through your hotspot on programming it yet, have we?
Yeah, I don't have a hotspot yet.
Okay, so that's cool. So you'll be able to get in. I'll just add your number to mine temporarily, and you can use the one here at the house.
Just learn how to use it, set up some keys, and set up some stuff where I can, you know, figure it out a little easier.
Did you say, I know you told me it was version 202N. Did you, do you have that software downloaded, yes or no?
True, I believe that's what it came with, the paperwork that I have from BridgeCom, that's what it says the firmware version is. I'm assuming that is what it is. I haven't looked on the radio.
Would suggest checking the radio just to make sure. The only reason I say that is because I got the same paperwork and it said 202N. And when I went into the radio, it was currently at 203. And I had upgraded it to 204. And then just the other day, I upgraded it to 205 when I was working with Patrick.
Go to find it on the radio.
See here, you've got the handheld, so you can hit menu. Go to settings. Let's see here, settings. Come down to where it says device info. Hit select. And then use the middle rotary knob. Just turn it, and it will help you find out what your version is.
We go when we talk to Patrick sometime. Could you meet me over there?
Oh, sure, I can do that. KA3JC, clear.
KN4GFW, clear.
KA3GJCA, this is Ben, KO4ZEW. You still around? JCA, Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet, Charlie, Alpha. This is Ben, KO4ZEW, Kilo Alpha 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. You still on? KO4ZEW, clear and monitoring.
KB2A checks S Mobile. KN4VWA, KB2A checks S around, Steve. 4VWA, KB2HXS. KB2HXS listening.
KFW Mobile.
2HXS.
David this afternoon.
Doing good, keeping cool.
Digital radio.
Not as of yet. I was talking to a buddy of mine up in New York, and apparently he's going to get one also, so we'll just kind of settle on what I'm going to get.
HD, and that Anytone seems like it was a really good one.
Mobile radio. I want to see what's out there mobile radio was.
Get with any of those.
Oh, I'm not either. I got to look around and see what I see. See what it's going to cost me now.
Each brand has their own little niche for, for digital. You got the DMR, and you got the Yaesu Fusion, and you got some other stuff. And I don't think there's any one that does all of them, but I may be mistaken.
The folks up in this area are kind of hooked on the DMR. That's what I might lean towards. I don't really know. I know there's different manufacturers with the different modes and stuff. So I'll see what the heck is available.
Look at that, what is available nowadays? Radios are hard to come by. I know I needed some Motorolas, some special Motorolas for work, and they were like 8 months out.
I have a couple of Motorola HTs I got to get reprogrammed. I got to find somebody to reprogram them for me.
Company out of Greenville called Diversified Electronics.
Just, you know, private radios, put ham frequencies in them or what?
No, I know that they program ours for the frequencies that we use, so I that's about all the extent of it I know, and I know they do the Motorolas.
Yeah, I know Motorola's real tight about that kind of stuff. They don't give out the cables and the software to just anybody.
Surely there's somebody out here that's got it, though.
Did you just call me Shirley? Don't call me Shirley. Yeah, I'm kind of showing my age with those airplane movies. Stop calling me Shirley.
Looking at a gas station right here on Wade Hampton and Highway 80, and about half the pumps are banked.
Oh, no. You're kidding. Holy cow.
And there's something happening I don't know about.
That's where I upgraded the station. Who knows? I mean, with the inflation reduction plan, you know, it's going to hit the taxes on the gas refineries.
Year's going to be interesting for sure. I don't know that I like living this history. I like reading about it, but not living it.
I'm going to get a horse.
That one bad spot right down there by the old, but it's had old fish camp, and that, man, it's just really bad. I think it's that electronic sign. But yeah, I managed to pick up this hybrid just at the right exact time, and it's paying off now.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I go by there from time to time. I get some kind of odd frequency in my radio, too. It opens up the receiver. No, what I was saying was I told my wife I'm going to buy a horse next year.
Might be the way to go, right?
When you think about it, it is renewable energy.
Definitely right about that. It's like all the renewables, they all have their issues, right? I mean, I saw where, you know, California's banning the combustion cars, but now they just come out a week after they said that and said, now don't be charging your electric cars and that. We're going to have to do some rolling blackouts and that, and that don't be charging between 4 in the afternoon and 9 because the solar doesn't produce well at that time and everything. So there's all kinds of issues, and then you want to do away with them.
And you wonder why people are moving out of California.
Two of them, but they probably won't have any people out there left.
That's just incredible. Anyway, yeah, I don't want to get fired up today.
All right, subject change.
No, let's not ruin it.
This coming up, I guess, what, Shelby's this weekend, and there's like 4 of them that are remotely local in October.
Oh, man, I hope the radio's not on at the house. I don't need the wife to hear that.
There's what, one in Rock Hill and one in, somebody said Gaffney, there's one in Anderson.
Not enough now.
Change again.
Trying to make money, not spend it. Anyway, I got to step out. I'm at my customer's house down here in the 101 here. So let me get out of here, sir. KB2HXS will be gone.
73, Dave. Catch you another time. KN4TFW.
KN4TFW, KB2HXS. See ya.
VWA, anybody out there for a quick radio check?
For ACX, it is working, Steve.
Good deal. I'm putting my old 736R back in my man cave so that I can use it in my shops while I'm working. How's the audio on it? Excellent, excellent. I appreciate it, Patrick. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Just trying to get these last few stops finished up.
A little long in the day for that, ain't it?
About normal. I stopped and had lunch with Shane today, so put me back on track, and it's about my normal time.
Him on the radio and tell him I appreciate him for elevating your social status.
Again, talking to you and bringing it back down.
I say. Well, how is Shane?
He's doing good. Just working like the rest of us.
Not like me. Man, I just got back from Hartwell for 3 days down in Hartwell. And it was beautiful down there. Got my new camper down there and got it broke in on its maiden voyage and first cruise out.
Check it, everything worked okay?
KO4WWZ mobile.
How you doing, Chandler? Hang in there just a minute, buddy. Yeah, everything just went perfect. Everything worked the way it's supposed to, except I had bought myself one of those real nice Blackstone griddle grills, and I bought the hose adapter to where I could just simply run it right straight off of the gas line feed off of the RV, off the camper, and some idiot forgot the daggone hose.
Hey, sitting in. Chandler, how are you doing today? I can't stay. I just backed into my next stop, so you guys have a good afternoon, and I'll catch both of you later. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
I'm doing fine, Patrick. Before you leave, I have a message to relay from KA3JCA. He says he's sorry that he couldn't come over because of the medical thing. And he's wanting to know if you got your hat.
Got my hat. Didn't know anything about it. And I talked to him earlier this morning, and he let me know that he wasn't going to be able to make it. But I appreciate you relaying the message.
KA3JCA.
Patrick.
Hey there. Hey, Chandler, I was talking about Patrick, the guy from Bridgecom.
Oh. I'm sorry. My bad.
Not a problem. All right, you guys finish up. KA3JCA.
I finished setting this thing up in my man cave, so I'm going to be out too, buddy. Y'all carry on. KN4VWA. Clear. Patrick, have a good evening, buddy.
I'll be right back, you guys.
4ZEW monitoring.
KSW mobile.
Quite a party's going on here. It's about 4 o'clock. Guess everybody's doing pretty good today.
Yep. Be doing better in about 5 minutes. I'll be at the house.
15 minutes and I can shut down the computer and call it a day. I work from home probably about 90% of the time. I work for a customer down in Florence, South Carolina, the McLeod Healthcare System. I gotta go be on site, you know, 3-4 days, you know, one trip a month, 3 or 4 days out of the month. The rest of the time I just work from my home office.
Well, the name over here is Ken.
Ben, as in Benjamin. I sometimes get called Ken. I sometimes get called Dan. So I started introducing myself like that.
Ben, the call sign's Kilo November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
So Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey.
Yeah. Call out earlier, but I was over on the on a different repeater, but I heard you.
Yeah, I check in from time to time if the email gets low or I get a low period. Which repeater are you on?
Usually I'm on this one, the 610, but sometimes we go on to the White Oak one, depending on where there's a little group of us that travel in the mornings early, and sometimes they can't all of us reach the same repeater, so we can get on that one and make it.
Still learning them around here. I know this is probably the busiest one by far. I can hear Mount Mitchell sometimes, but I can't get to it. And then Croft State Park, you hear that one. And then I'm direct line of sight to Paris Mountain, but that one's almost never used.
Matt, see if you can reach this, I think, at 147.285. There is no tone on it.
Write that down, 147.285, no tone, that's White Oak.
Trying to know we'll be over there, on that, but I'm usually on at 5:30 in the morning to about 6:15 weekdays, and then from about 4 to 5 usually in the afternoon if I'm not taking a phone call. But I have arrived at the house, Ben, so I'm going to say 7-3s, and I've really enjoyed it and look forward to talking to you again some more. KN4TFW.
Good evening, Ken. Glad you got there safely. This is KO4ZEW. Be clear and monitored.
KO4WWZ, Jack Muslim. KA3, still on there?
KA3JCHN, or give me about 5 minutes. I'm eating some chicken, and I'll be right back with you. KA3JCA.
Answer that. KO4ZEW, are you still on the frequency?
ZEW, yeah, I'm here. I actually wanted to ask you and Melvin, I guess going up to Shelby this weekend, if there's a place on 85 we could meet up, and I got a buddy that wants to go. So then we just kind of tailgate up there together. But I don't know what route you're taking.
To be honest with you, I haven't really talked anymore with Melvin about it. I know we planned to meet up at his place at 0800. But I don't know what route we're taking either. I just know I'm going to meet him. We're going to ride up in his truck together. KA5WLL, you don't have to be listening on frequency, OD.
A little break there. I'll talk to Melvin to see which way you guys are going. I said maybe we can meet up caravan together. If not, otherwise, hope running to you too. To you guys there if we don't get to meet up.
I hope to meet you too. I don't know if Patrick KO4HKX would be up there, but I hope he is because I'd love to meet him. And I'm looking forward to meeting you too.
Glad we're starting to have in-person meetings for the Blue Ridge Club. Unfortunately, like last month, this month, and next month, I have to be at the customer site the first week of the month. So I think the meetings are first Monday of the month, something like that. So I haven't been able to get to one of them, even now that they're back in person. So I'm going to try to sometime.
That would be great. We'd love to have you. Hey, Ben.
Working today. And take a little time to study the software-defined radio stuff and doing meetings at work. I didn't get meeting down too badly, but I had a couple of hours worth. Had two of them run over. Two of them were one-hour meetings, and they went an hour and a half. So that was no fun.
I understand what you mean. I've had to work through the shift 2 nights in a row. And now they text me, they took me off the job for the night because they're going to switch me to a day job tomorrow. And I ain't even got the job text or anything yet, so I don't know what's going on. My boss is the one that texted me and told me that she put me on a day job, but the scheduler is the one who sends out the job text. No clue what's going on because I don't even know what job I'm going to tomorrow. Like, they had not told me anything. But as for the SDR, I got your email about the Palmetto 800, and I believe some of that, well, not some of it, most of it, you have to have an encryption key to be able to hear it.
Okay, that setup I sent you with SDR trunk, I don't think it'll do any decryption.
I mean, you can set it up. I don't know if what the encryption level of Palmetto 800 is, but that was a way to get at least the P25 decoded.
I'm thinking, if I'm not mistaken, most of the agencies use, I think it's called the ATP-40 encryption key. I'm not really sure. I believe that's what I've heard that most of them use.
Okay. I have to look that up. I don't know if that's a protocol or an encryption standard. But yeah, they're making it harder and harder to listen to.
Shouldn't be like that, but I mean, I like listening to the scanners to know what's going on and to, you know, support the police and the fire and all them guys. It's not easy to do when they lock you out of it.
Yeah, but you listen to like fire and EMS and stuff like that. I mean, not that somebody's tragedy is good, but it can be pretty entertaining to know what's going on in your community and in that manner, and knowing, you know, if there's an emergency or a car wreck in one area, you know, don't drive through that area. Try to avoid it until everything's cleared up. But, that's all crowdsourced now through stuff like Waze on the cell phone. Digital channel just keeps it itself.
Yeah. And, do you operate DMR at all?
I'm still pretty much all analog. I'm looking at DMR, but I don't know much about it. So, I'd probably have to either read a lot or sit down with somebody who does use it and understand it. Because I'm hearing more and more about it in use here in the upstate.
I got one word for you. Bridgecom.
That's what Richard, KA3JCA, told me. He's a big user of Brandmeister and then the SkyBridge hotspots, which I think is all under Bridgecom, but I'm not totally sure.
It really is. And I just got my SkyBridge and my Anycone 878 EV2 Plus yesterday. And Richard will tell you, I am in love with it.
What's the really great things about it? Is it the signal clarity, or is it like how much is being used? What's the true draw of it?
The audio quality is impressive. I was able to make contact with France, Australia, Germany, Hawaii. Who else have I talked to today? I think that's about it for right now. But I was able to make contact on TalkGroup 91, which is the worldwide international talk group. And I loved it. I really did.
Cool. That's sort of the kind of thing I'm wanting to do with Echolink. But it sounds like, Echolink's like 20 years old, so I think things are going more DMR and you know, the SkyBridge connectivity.
KA3JCA said he'd be back in here about 3 to 5 minutes. I don't know how long it's been. It might be about time for him to hop back on, so he'd like to tell us some more.
KA3JCA.
Well, there he is. Go ahead, Richard.
All right, I missed the question that Ben was asking.
Run and jump in the car in a minute here, in which I'll get back on the radio. But I was wondering what the real draw and benefits are to using DMR, other than like signal clarity. Chandler was talking about worldwide reach with it, which is what I'm trying to do with Echolink. But I guess I have a lot of questions about it.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, we could tie the repeater for hours probably, and not just from the Anytone, I mean, just DMR in general. But bottom line is, you have the 12.5 kilohertz spacing, it's a narrower bandwidth, you have two time slots within the 25 kilohertz, so you can have two conversations going on at one time. Basically, not you per se, but the repeater itself can. The clarity, the audio, being connected to the internet, whether wirelessly or through a LAN cable, it allows instant connection to the Bandmeister network, which is, again, like a bunch of Echolink nodes already tied together. Just instead of calling them nodes, they're calling them talk groups.
I'd run across the fact that you had the 12.5 bandwidth, so it's half the bandwidth of the analog signal. KO4ZEW, listen, I gotta run, I gotta go pick up my daughter from school, so I'll probably be back on the radio in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, just do that. I think you got my phone number. Just either call me or send me a text, I'll call you, whatever, and we can sit there and chat. And I'll be more than glad to answer as much as I can. I'm still reading and learning myself. I was telling Chandler earlier about some stuff. But, yeah, pick up your daughter and give us a jingle back. KA3JCA in the group. Go ahead, Chandler.
KA4WWZ for station identification and preservation. Yeah, I heard the guy from Hawaii just before I come out to get in the car and head out and talk on the radio that seemed like that guy from Hawaii had actually been from New York in his past. So that was I enjoyed listening to that Q-show. And did I heard some stations from Russia. Now, have you heard anything from Ukraine on Talk Bridge 91?
Chandler, I've actually been hanging out on 93 a lot, just for the U.S. stateside. But eventually, here probably either next month or in October, I'm going to start trying to talk to, like, I'm going to pick a country and try to work all the areas in that country.
I'm just curious, is there any contesting on DMR like there is on HF?
Well, 1 second, I missed what you said. Sally came in, and I'm going to say goodbye to her real quick, and I'll be right back, KA3JC.
I'm telling you, Nisa.
WWZ, KA3JCA. Yeah, just had that. My wife's going to see her mom, so she had some things that she wanted to discuss real quick. So I took care of that first, you know. Happy wife, happy life.
I'm not married yet, so I don't understand everything about marriage, but I do know one thing, and I could apply this to what I've been told if I ever get a girlfriend, is that you always make sure, always make sure that that girl is happy and satisfied, and you're going to have a good day.
My brother kind of told me when I got told him that Sally and I were getting married. He said, you need to remember, if you keep her happy, a happy wife is a happy life. So if you remember that, it applies to everybody, girlfriend, partner, whatever, you name it.
Yes, sir. Richard, how do you set up a private talk group? Like, can you set up, like, a private round table or you're not interfering with other transmissions on DMR?
There's two options. If you're doing it person to person, it's called a private call. So it'd be like me typing in your DMR ID or you typing in mine and giving me a call. That's talking person to person. Okay? Nobody else could call you or whatever. Unless they know your DMR ID. But then it's like you having a private call between you and I and a private call between that. So, like, let's just say Ben, me, and you are on
the DMR. You had a private call going with me, and Ben called you. I couldn't hear what Ben was saying. Or if Ben and I had a call, you couldn't hear what Ben is saying. So that's what a private call is. A group call is where you use a person's DMR ID number as the group. So even though it's your call, you can set up a group call, put in that number, and tell everybody, hey, use this number, and then all three of us can go and use that number, and we can have a round table, just like we're doing now on 610.
I love it. I was going to tell, I forgot to tell Patrick about setting up the round table on SkyTac 312.
Wait a little bit, because I just gave Patrick back his radio, and I know he was still working on it, and just trying to finalize a few things and tweak it up the way he likes it. And I know Ken and I are supposed to get together, and then we're going to decide what, I guess, Ben's going to do. And then there's a couple other people that I've been talking to, so we'll see what they want to do. But it'd be nice to get it really, really active. And it might be worth, if we got enough people here in the local area, it might be worth, because a DMR Brandmeister repeater is only like $1,500, I believe. So the duplexers is what going to cost you. Unless you just got a small four-cavity, small mobile duplexer, but we need to find a place to put it. But it'd be nice to put one in this area.
Yeah, we should have like a W4MYK DMR there.
Talk to the club or the club members to see if they want to do that.
I already have something I want to discuss at the upcoming meeting. So I need to jot that down and jot down my other thing that I want to ask about, which would be like doing a noon field day with live music and stuff, have it advertised on the television, local TV stations, the news media, because, you know, if we could advertise it like that on local TV and radio, there's no telling. We might have hundreds of people come out and express their interest in amateur radio. That would be fantastic.
Tried to key in or double with you there. Not sure if there's another station. Go ahead. Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. DEW, did you make it back here, Ben?
DEW, yeah, just got in the car. Pulling out the driveway now.
Yeah, we were just talking about how people are starting to get very active in the DMR. And I know South Carolina SC Heart has the DMR repeaters for the state of South Carolina. And they're part of the PRN network or the area. But there's no Brandmeister that I'm aware of down here. So it'd be nice, because the Brandmeister repeater costs about $1,500. And I don't know how much the duplexer costs, but it's like a four-cavity mobile UHF duplexer because the repeater is limited to 40 watts, full power, heavy-duty cycle. And it'd be nice if we had something, could find a place to put it at elevation and actually put an actual Brandmeister repeater down in this area.
WWZ for ID.
Blue Ridge owns Caesar's Head and Paris Mountain. Maybe Paris Mountain might be a decent site for the DMR repeater.
I thought of that. And it's funny, too, because I think right now, currently, the 820 machine seems to be a lot clearer than the Caesar Head. I'm not sure the difference in the elevation. I think the 610 has a bigger footprint and so forth like that. But it would be really nice if we got more people at DMR that wanted to help contribute to buy one or two repeaters, one that is a backup. But put that up on the site there. Like I said, open up DMR locally to this area on the Brandmeister network. The other computers will work, but the problem is that you're just on their network.
we could get U-Cars, the Toxway, maybe Toxway, but probably U-Cars, Blue Ridge, and a Spartanburg and Greer clubs, and just organize thing to get everybody to pitch in, a fundraiser for it.
Well, hang on just a minute. So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in. I'm a part of the local EOC Pickens Club. Now, they're just strictly emergency communication. But I was thinking maybe we could utilize, maybe create an entire upstate South Carolina DMR club or a DMR repeater and get Anderson, Greer, everybody. I mean, that would be neat.
Well, there is a DMR repeater over there at Chandler that's, over at Clemson, at Anderson, that somebody has set up. And like I said, I'm not sure what system it's on, if it's on the PRN network or not. But there's so many networks out there. You got TGIF, you got Brandmeister, you got DMR, D-Marks, you got the places up in New England that have a system. And then you got the South Carolina PRN and the North Carolina PRN, and they're linked, but they can be separated if needed in an emergency. So it's not a lot of complication, and it'd be fun. It's you have to find the resources and where to put the repeater if you want to put a Brandmeister in. You can even put in a C-bridge that would convert or link those repeater sites to the Brandmeister network, KA3JCA.
U-Cars, that club that's some of the DMR stuff, I have some details about that, and I'll email them to Chandler. I don't have Richard, your email address, and then I can get in touch with that club and see if I can find out a little more. I'll forward on what I can, and then we need to dig deeper. I can do that. I think it's Rick Davis may be heading up that project.
Can you shoot me that email? I'll forward it over to Richard.
I like your idea. I want to make sure we're not duplicating services or resources if somebody else has already started it. So it's good to do your homework and find out what's going on and so forth like that. But I had something else I wanted to say, and it was on the tip of my tongue, and I lost it. If you look up my call sign on QRZ, I have to go in and check and see what I have listed. But technically, it's my first name, not Richard, but just Rich, R-I-C-H. My last name, no periods or nothing, just all together, @gmail.com.
Are you a member of BridgeCom? Well, if you log on and if you contact Patrick, WX2CAT, he could set you up with a package. I think right now it's the DMR Masterclass Special. You're going to get a 878 UVT Plus with a SkyBridge hotspot, and it'll be programmed for you so that when you get it out, you can get it out of the box and immediately get on the air. It'll take a little bit of setting up, but not like the setting up you have to do if you program the radio on your own. But if you log on there when you get to the house, or if you can call the 516 number and get in touch with Patrick, he can set you up with that. And tonight, there's going to be a live video. They do it every Wednesday night. And if you get onto that video, you can enter a drawing to win a 3878 UVT Plus. And you can also end up winning a free membership. When you do this, even if you pay for the annual fee, they're going to get $150 credit off of your purchase of the plug-and-play package.
Now, speak that information over to me in an email, and I just sent you a screenshot of what the UCARS Club published. I know it's some Winlink stuff, but I don't know a whole lot of detail. But I can get the contact information for the guy that's setting all that up, and we can ask him any questions.
Yeah, Chandler, when you get that, just send it to me, or send me a copy of it. Or if you send it to me, Ben, I'll check my email here in just a second and see. But, you know, if they're looking, I mean, I don't object to being a club trustee if they need it for the repeater call sign. And I actually have a club call that I wanted to get put on a repeater eventually. The club call is called Upstate Amateur Radio Club, and it's K3 Delta Oscar Victor, Kilo 3 Delta Oscar Victor.
Liz, I'm here at my daughter's school. I got to run in and pick her up. Rich, you said your email was Richard, but it was rich.branneman@gmail.com.
My last name is Brandon, B-R-A-N-N-E-N, @gmail.com. So Rich Brandon, all lowercase, @gmail.com.
I'll be right back. I got to make a phone call from work real quick. I got to see what I need to do tomorrow.
Good luck with the work, Chandler and Richard. I'll be in touch. This is KO4ZEW. We'll be clear.
Alrighty, Ben. KO4ZEW, KA3JCA, clear.
This is KO4PXB. Had a question about DMR.
Hello, Lloyd. KA3JCA.
What is the cost for the DMR repeater little box from the Bridgecom? Is it a monthly fee or yearly fee? Because I have an 878. I'm just not sure if the DMR repeater that's, I think I mentioned, I know I heard say there was one in Clemson. I'm just, the fact that it just may not be reachable from my radio, or just I'm not sure why I hear no contacts within DMR.
Lloyd, the radio, if you have an 878 already, it will pick up the DMR repeaters, and you can program to work on the repeaters. However, some of the repeater owners or operators only have certain talk groups linked to them. So, for instance, you might be able to only get into, like, talk group 93, which is North America, at maybe TAC 3, 10, 11, or 12. And then they have those locked out to, like, a 10-minute limit. Other than that, they're designed to provide support and communication within the state of South Carolina, North Carolina, is my understanding. You can use it for two-way communication and chatting and so forth like that. And I've had trouble picking up DMR contacts on the local repeaters here. So I have to make sure that my code plug is correctly plugged in. So I've got somebody else, and we're going to program their radio, and then we're going to try a couple of the close repeaters. I believe I have them right because I have the parent channel programmed that I can hear myself, which it records it and it repeats it back to me.
This is KO4PX.
What is?
Talk to
Feister or the hotspot.
Correct.
It's basically a little portable repeater that uses your internet, your home internet or your phone internet, or whatever kind of Wi-Fi access you have. It basically, it connects to the Brandmeister network. They have three servers, and they have tons and tons and tons of talk groups. You can actually go to the Brandmeister network, and you can look at the list of countries and places that the various talk groups they have. And it's basically unlimited resources. So if you're a technician and you want to start talking to people around the world, you want to get on the Brandmeister network, and you can actually start working all these stations, KA3JCA.
It's KO4PXB. I think I've talked to you before. Are you the gentleman that lives in the Heritage Lakes?
Yes, sir.
What I'll do is I'll contact you back, or if you, I think I gave you my email address or my contact information to be able to send me the actual address where you are, so that way one day when I'm heading home, because I live in Simpsonville, right across from the, well, actually in the Holly Tree Golf Course area, so that way I can just spin by one day and stop in and we'll to let you look at the radio and we'll go from there.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to tell you, too, it's no offense to you. We tried the Moriarty's the other day, and we were actually quite disappointed because they gave us something, and they turned around and they ended up charging me like $16 to $18 more than what it should have been. But we got the pizza, and it was ice cold, so I called them back and complained. I said, my daughter just went and picked it up and brought it right back. And like I said, we only live 10 minutes from, less than 15 minutes from there. But I did want to try it. I mean, I liked their menu items that they saw, but we just apparently had a bad experience that first go around.
I think I've tried them too and had the same situation, that it was cold. So, yeah, that way, because I think we had also talked about trying the Simplex since we live so close together.
Yes, sir, I think so, yep. So, yeah, you just have to let me know, give me a jiggle on here, and I can meet you over there, either 5'2", 5'6", 5'8". If that's not good, we could even try UHF 446.
Definitely try that, because that way, because I live in, you know where that church is, not far from, I think it's on the front side of the, before you get to Heritage Lakes, the used to be the Abundant Life Church, or it still may be.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Hey, on my way home, I can't be tomorrow because I've got something planned for tomorrow, so, and it could be Friday or next week. That way we can stop in there and you can look at it, or, I'll stop by your house and then we can go from there.
All right, well, just give me a jingle Friday. We'll see what's going on. And maybe you could, we could answer any questions you have. Were you talking to somebody earlier about going to the Ham Fest this weekend?
That was Chandler talking about going to the Ham Fest this weekend.
I knew he was. There was somebody else he was talking to that they were going to meet up, possibly. So, all righty. Well, that's not a problem, sir. So, just like I said, do you usually head home about this time every day, 5:30 or before that, or what?
I started heading home from Spartanburg to Greenville, so it normally takes me this long, about 45 minutes or so, to get from there, depending on good traffic. And now I'm going to the daycare to pick up the 3-year-old from daycare. So, yeah, that's normal. That's normal my days. But yeah, I'm heading home around this time.
Definitely, yeah, just give me a jingle here. Give me time to get to the radio sometimes, but I'm usually here. And if you're coming right down 14, like I said, I'll give you directions how to get here. KA3JCA.
I know, sir. Well, I appreciate it.
EW, this is Ben. I was the one who was talking to Chandler about going up to Shelby. I just caught the tail end of that.
Okay, I couldn't remember who was trying to meet with him, so yeah, I think he's gotta go to work, I think, tonight or tomorrow, or no, he has off tonight. I think he's gonna try tomorrow to go to work, but I think he's gonna get up with that person to find out which route they're gonna take for you.
Hey, if we caravan up there, it's two cars instead of four, because I got a buddy of mine who's gonna ride up there with me.
He's gonna try to go. But I ended up, my home health care nurse was here Wednesday, and one of my wounds has actually opened up and gotten bigger, so I was told, don't go out in the public where it could get dirty or catch additional germs and so forth like that. So I'm kind of stuck for a while for this Ham Fest.
The others, so I could give you a lift to this one if we could, but... Yeah, take the clinician's advice. Lay low for a while, and actually, home health and home hospice is what I do. I program the computers to do the charting for those two specialties.